You're slipping back because doing the work used to be how you knew you were adding value, and you haven't replaced that signal. It's not about trust. Until you change what you measure yourself on, you'll keep pulling yourself back in to win the old game. Stop asking how to delegate without dropping quality. If the team were below the bar, you'd be hiring, not asking. The question is how you know you're useful when you're not the one shipping. Answer that, and the behavior follows. Right now, your scoreboard is the quality of individual deliverables. Change it to whether the team is sharper month over month. Different game, different instinct. Here's what to do. Pick the one deliverable type you grab most often. Write down what good looks like. Output criteria, not process, and hand it over. Then go hands-off for 60 days on that category. Not 80%, off. Tell the team you're not touching it, and to call you out if you drift. Pick someone to check in monthly on whether you held the line. One category, not three. Three at once fails, and you'll use the failure as proof the approach doesn't work. One is winnable. Win it, then expand. Output will dip 10 to 15% in month one. That's the team learning to hit the bar without you. Sit through it. The dip is the point. A few people will surprise you. One or two won't clear it. You already know who. You've been doing their work to avoid the conversation. When you see it, coach or replace. Don't become their part-time IC. Pick the category by Friday. Tell me which one and who's holding you accountable. We'll talk in 30 days. If you want, I'll draft the conversation you're about to have with the team. Tell me the category, and I'll write the actual words in your voice, not corporate.